This is listener-sponsored non-commercial Pacifica Radio, WBAI New York. The Republican-controlled Senate is charging ahead on Donald Trump's pick to replace the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg and cement a conservative court majority before Election Day. Rhode Island Senator Sheldon Whitehouse says Donald Trump's nomination of Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court is a judicial torpedo aimed at protections provided by the Affordable Care Act. Democrats are arguing at Barrett's confirmation hearing that the Affordable Care Act is at serious risk if Barrett is confirmed to the High Court. The court is set to hear a major challenge to the law on November 10th, a week after the presidential election. Democrats say the nation is in the midst of a relentless health care crisis that the Trump administration botched. They note former Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg hadn't even been buried when the president and Senate Republicans celebrated Barrett's nomination at the White House Super Spreader event. That's when a number of White House aides and others were likely infected with the coronavirus. Democratic vice presidential nominee California Senator Kamala Harris says this Senate confirmation hearing shouldn't even be taking place at this time.
This hearing has brought together more than 50 people to sit inside of a closed-door room for hours while our nation is facing a deadly airborne virus. This committee has ignored common sense requests to keep people safe, including not requiring testing for all members, despite a coronavirus outbreak among senators of this very committee. By contrast, in response to this recent Senate outbreak, the leaders of Senate Republicans rightly postponed business on the Senate floor this week to protect the health and safety of senators and staff. Mr. Chairman, for the same reasons, this hearing should have been postponed. The decision to hold this hearing now is reckless and places facilities workers, janitorial staff, and congressional aides and Capitol Police at risk.
New Jersey Senator Cory Booker points to the number of people lost in his home state of New Jersey and the importance of the Affordable Care Act.
I'm so glad, I'm really glad, that my colleagues who contracted COVID-19 at the Rose Garden Super Spreader event for Judge Barrett had access to the care that you and your families needed. That is right. This is a blessing. The problem is the people who will come through here today to wipe down the desks and empty the garbage, that will vacuum the floor, like people all over our country who are working today in factories, teaching children in schools. They don't have direct line to the nation's top health experts. They can't show up to work sick, and they might not have space to distance themselves at home to protect their families.
New Jersey Senator Cory Booker says they're getting calls to their office from people who are worried, very worried. Senate Republicans want Barrett confirmed before the election.